Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelda providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelda can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All online, shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
It's one thing to be accused of one of the most brutal mass killings in recent memory. It's another to possibly sabotage your own defense from the inside out, maybe even with the help of mom. Today, we are diving into the psychological and behavioral puzzle that is Brian Koberger, from refusing to give his lawyers an alibi to possibly letting his mother's loyalty override legal logic. The case is turning into a masterclass in self-defeating behavior, or something even more complex. Joining us, Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent and former chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. The guy who's, written many books on these sort of topics, on behavior, how to decode human behavior and motives. Robin, from a behavioral analyst standpoint, when you see a defendant refusing to cooperate with their own defense team, at least that's maybe the assumption off the record. It's no officially thing that there's no official reports that he is, but under the influence maybe of a loved one, as we've heard from reporting of Howard Blum. What does that signal to you? Is it defiance, denial, or something deeper rooted in their personality than their pathology?
I think when it comes to Koberger, from what we've seen, what we've been studying about him for quite a while now, it's just he has this mindset of he's not wrong. He's done the research. He's done all the background. He, if it is him, he did all the planning. So he can't be wrong. Matter of fact, I still think that's why he didn't really have an accurate, if it's him, mm-hmm. he's innocent until proven guilty, that he didn't have plan B or C because he did not anticipate plan A going wrong. I just think he's dug in on who he is and how to do things.
And it's interesting because what Howard is reporting, he's wrote that book, The Night,
When Night Comes Calling.
When the Night Comes Calling. A great reporter, very in-depth. So when he's saying something out loud, you pay attention because he's not a one that's out to get clicks. He's saying it because it means something. And his reporting is essentially saying that Koberger's mom is continuing to encourage him to go down the path of where he's been going, not guilty, right. Despite how maybe the walls are closing in. He is reporting and I think suspecting that, you know, maybe Ann Taylor has at some point gone to Koberger and said, you know, this isn't looking good. We may need to figure out our strategy here. And it may be more so saving your life than it is getting a not guilty verdict. Again, all speculation. And it's from based on the reporting of Howard. Mom's sitting there and saying, she doesn't believe he's guilty. I get it. If you're a parent, it'd be very hard to wrap your mind around that. Yep. It doesn't make her a bad person or anything, but if she really believes her son is innocent, of course she's going to be pushing him to keep fighting for not guilty. How do you think that would affect somebody like a Koberger? He's still going down the not guilty path, but do you think it's something he's contemplating behind the scenes or with the support of Mom? Does it make it something that he wouldn't consider?
I don't know the influence of his parents in his life with his decision-making process. That's what the unknown here is. Her behavior makes complete sense. I actually looked up the stats on this because I was curious about this. And it's around 30 to 60% of parents of juvenile offenders, and he's obviously older than a juvenile, but he's in that bracket potentially. So 30-60% of parents offenders show denial or minimization of their kids' involvement in delinquent acts, and it's just on delinquent acts, not even in murderous acts. So that's a high number. And then even from the 2019 Journal of Family Psychology found that roughly 40% of parents with juvenile detention downplayed or rejected a child's responsibility for that. So it's not incongruent with what parents, especially if your son's being potentially put on death row, would do. But again, it goes back towards, I'm always thinking of what's he seeing, like with Ann Taylor, because remember, if he's not taking input and data from her or shifting his mindset, what's the likelihood he's going to take it from his parents as well?
Yeah.
That don't know, don't you just get the sense? I mean, I get the sense that he's probably sharing more of what actually happened with Ann Taylor than he probably would be with mother and dad. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, I mean, he can only share so much with Ann, too. He can't be like, I killed him, and now we need to find a story for this. I mean,
And I also remember we said this before, too, talking about not, being resistant to her, giving her an alibi or something. I don't think he had one planned.
No.
He wasn't planning on failure.
Is that surprising, though? I mean, if you're this... he thinks he's so smart about this. Even if you know you're smart at something and you can put together the pieces of this and execute it pretty well, why wouldn't you at the very least have some sort of backup plan or something in case the police come calling or you get questioned?
I'm not basing on mine off of thinking he didn't. From what we know from the evidence we have and how thorough he was, I mean, I've never seen a case that was so thorough.
Yeah.
With everything he had done, with the exception of the touch DNA on the knife sheath. He makes one very, very small boo-boo. Now, granted, he left the knife sheath behind, that's the boo-boo.
Yeah.
But the touch DNA, but again, no blood splatter, nothing in the vehicle, nothing anywhere. But there's zero evidence that he actually did something with the foresight of possibly getting caught. In other words, he did not the simple thing of going out at night, that whole stargazing thing.
Mm-hmm.
If that was actually a planned alibi, he should have been doing that more than just one night. He should have been able to draw on data from, hey, for the last 6 months, here's something I got into. Here's a hobby I have. In other words, he didn't plan on an alibi. He doesn't have friends or contacts much, so he couldn't really use that. So he's going to have to use events, times, and places as an alibi, and he didn't plan for it. So when you don't plan for something, in my mind, it says that you were not planning on failing.
He also didn't plan for some obvious things, like the cell phone data showing where he's at, and driving around the house on a lot of occasions. Is that just inexperience? Okay. Yeah.
I still think he studied well for a high, I, as I've said before, he studied well for a high school final exam in how to commit a serial murder killing.
Based on data that I think was outdated.
Yes, the problem is he was actually taking an exam at the PhD level.
Yeah.
His professors were PhDs in this because they actually had life reps and maturity and experience and wisdom from academic side as well as experience side. And so they were examining him as a PhD candidate, not as a high schooler. That's my analogy. I keep going in my head. So he thought he was going to ace this high school test on how to commit a murder. Problem was his instructors had PhDs.
Yeah. I just from the report that he did, I read through it the other day on the camera. I mean, it was boring as hell, but I mean, it's not supposed to be exciting, but it felt outdated as well. Like to some of the methodology in there was like, I mean, this seems like this, you know, would have been applicable in the 90s or early 2000s. It didn't really touch on newer technology or things to consider or what to, you know, exactly that, what to consider when investigating or if you're planning the crime. There was a lot of pieces that were not in there. So it seems like he would have done really good at this had it been 10 years earlier or 15 years earlier. But there wasn't a lot of consideration for, I guess, more current ways that crimes can be solved.
You know, it'd be really interesting in the case if it comes out, and also its absence of it will also be indicative, I think, as well. So he's known to be a PhD student. It would really be interesting if we find out what he studied, what cases he studied, because if what you would expect to see from someone who's trying to pull off the perfect crime, I want to see podcasts he listens to on true crime like ours or anything or like what are current cases that are like, was he following Delphi? Was he following Alec Murdoch case? Was he following, Lori Daybell Vallo and those nutters. I mean, so, you know, there's a lot of cases, not just those ones that we cover, but there's a lot of cases that are within the last year of him doing this that I would have covered, that I would have been focusing on to look at how law enforcement does what they do. And even the Rex Heuermann case, from the differences between when he started, in the Long Island murders to where law enforcement investigations are now, what has changed over a period of time? I haven't seen any data, and maybe we'll see an investigation, in the prosecution and the case, about what he studied in the original cases to what's different now in investigative strategies, tools, techniques, and forensics.
One thing or one person that we know he did study, and there are some similarities, BTK, he studied under Catherine Ramsland, who, wrote the big book on BTK, had all those interviews with him. She's been on the show, but she can't talk about Koberger. So there was some of that. I mean, and if you look at
how old is BTK,
the case, he was arrested about 15, 20 years ago, roughly. But there's always been kind of ongoing things with the case. Like last year, we were talking early on about somebody went to the Park City house and they dug it up. Like, the house is gone, but they dug up where his shed was. And that sheriff in Oklahoma claims he found,
bras or something.
Or like panties. And then he's playing with them on camera with Ashley on, it's on News Nation. It's like, what are you doing? So they're always was still kind of lingering out there. It still is kind of lingering out there. But what BTK did was he screwed with the public and he screwed with the police for a long period of time by putting ads out there in the newspaper, the Wichita Eagle. And that's eventually what got him caught. He was so stupid. He said, "Can you track me from a floppy disk?" And of course they said no. But yes, of course you can see where that disk came from if you look at the metadata. So then that's how he ended up getting busted. Koberger, I mean, if that Papa Roger is him, which I would be shocked to death if it is not, considering just how similar he looks to that character and that screenshot, that image, and the inside knowledge that he has, I don't know how that could not possibly be him. So that would be a lot of evidence kind of mimicking BTK in a sort of way. It just kind of depends what else you look at here. That image, the headshot that he took in the bathroom That also has a lot of weird tentacles to it that seem to point at others that maybe he looked up to, that maybe he had some sort of affinity to. Doesn't, I don't know if it really means a lot other than it shows.
And look up, you know, and look up to is an interesting word phrase you just used too. So when you're dealing with, again, let's conjecture hat. No psychological testing, we know, but when you're dealing with psychopathy and this type of thing, it's not that they look up to anyone. It's not how the brain works for them. It's more of a, what can I outdo them on?
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't idolize anyone because they see themselves as the best. They see themselves as the most grandiose that has the greatest skill set. So they're going to take the behaviors of people that have been successful mm-hmm. and incorporate them and see if they can improve upon them. You know, it's interesting because we tend to put too much humanization behind the inhuman with true psychopaths, because there is no humanity in there whatsoever. It's devoid of it. They're empty shell predators. And so there's no idolization. There's mimicry. There's learning. I mean, it's like mm-hmm. just think of a mother shark training a baby shark on how to kill something.
Mm-hmm.
Just watch and do better. That's it.
Sure. Is it possible that he believes he didn't do it? I mean, let's assume he did do it. Obviously innocent until proven guilty, but let's assume it is him. After repeating this to himself so many times, he has his family behind him, you know, saying, believing he's not guilty, or assume at least mom does. Not a lot of other people, but he is starting to get some of that support online and through, you know, the pro-burger movement. Does that, or could that fill in some blanks, essentially override all logic, essentially override the actual memories of what he did, I guess, depending on the state that he was in, almost like a, you know, a blackout moment because of the intense adrenaline that must have been running through, I think, his blood and veins in that moment of time.
So I want to make sure I also give a shout out to the true expert psychiatrists that actually deal with guys like this, because I'm not at their level, like a Reed Malloy and a Chris Mahandy, which I absolutely adore and love. But I would, because I could be way off from what they would say, but I can't imagine where he would believe he didn't do it, because part of his fantasy is the fact that he did do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember this, so someone does this type of thing as a serial killer in the making, or the first thing, is because they're fantasizing to get an emotional response and a rush to this act. And in order to continue to get, remember, he's self-described as not having an emotional effect. He's got that visual snow. So he knows he has these things, and there's been an escalation throughout his life of doing things, doing drugs, doing meth, doing all these things to get some sort of response. And so when he finally reaches the point where he gets enough of a response from murdering someone and takes a selfie of it afterwards, to deny himself that memory, I don't think he'd want to do that, because literally that's the only thing he'd be clinging to that made him feel good. So again, I'm not the expert on the really deep nuanced thing of this, but I personally have a hard time, from what I do know and understand of him, of thinking, because now it's different. This type of individual is very different than a Karen Reed, you know, or any of the other cases we cover, because those people actually do have humanity in them.
Yeah.
They're not pure psychopathic. Mm-hmm. But if he is truly a psychopathic, then they're going to want to hold on to that.
Yeah.
I mean, so just imagine this. So we'll do a little thought experiment.
Yeah.
You think BTK would ever deny to himself that I didn't do it?
No, he was proud of it.
Yeah. See that? See what I mean? So let's just take who he's emulating and think of, right. So if he's thinking I want to be like him, or I'm going to model my behaviors off of that because that seemed to work for him, would he deny that he did these things, or try to rationalize it away, that, you know, convince himself he didn't do it? No.
It's an interesting leap that is made with characters like this, where you try to find motive, and at the end of the day, the motive is just simply he wanted to feel it. He wanted to feel, period.
Yeah.
And to go from, I'm really into crime stuff, I'm really into these stories, and I get some sort of a thrill out of this that I don't get in other portions of life, to feeling those sort of things on the topic, but then to go, if I want the ultimate thrill, I got to go kill myself. I mean, that's so, I'm not saying it doesn't happen. It certainly does. But that is such a bizarre and a what a drop off point for someone to go, yeah, we're here. And then all of a sudden we're going to do that. Like, what? Like, this is quite an extreme step. It's almost as if the idea of repercussions is gone. And the thought is just, I need to get that hit. I need to get that thrill. I mean, almost like a drug addict, do almost anything to get their high.
I was thinking, yeah, exactly the same kind of analogy, not to the gross extent of this, but
yeah,
people don't wake up in the morning and say, all right, I'm going to decide to become a drug addict or an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
Slow progression.
Yeah.
And same thing here. I mean, this is a lifelong progression. It took him to this age to do this act because it was a progression into, well, let me try this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hurt. It's not solving the pain. Let me try this. Or in his case, you know, people do drugs and alcohol and things like that to medicate pain in their mm-hmm. lives from all these other issues that are going on, something separately different. So they're doing a medication, self-medicating in unhealthy ways, and it keeps escalating because it's not solving the problem. It's not giving them the satisfaction they're lacking because they're not fixing the root core problem.
Yeah.
In this case, he's going for an emotional response to something. He's looking for emotional stimulus, and he tries one thing. Didn't work. Let me try to escalate a little bit. Not work. And so now he starts studying criminology, starts studying these types of cases, and they start to probably feel a little bit of a glimmer. Oh, that kind of gave me a little bit of rise. Let me dive a little bit deeper. Let me study this a little bit longer. Let me look at this case. And so as you keep escalating, that just like in a hit from drug or alcohol, you get normalized to it and no longer gives the same rush. And so in order to get that rush, you got to escalate a little bit more. I got to go a little bit more. And so you eventually get to the point where you murder someone, and then it's like, that worked out pretty good. But in order to keep getting that hit, I either have to visualize or fantasize it. So I actually have to stage people. I have to take trophies. I have to take selfies. And then I have to be able to do it again. And so even in BTK, you know, was it BTK that I was able to stave off for a number of years and put it in a band while he did other things that were able to.
No, supplement. He disappeared for like two decades.
And see, he was able to then do other things that he knew he needed that kind of rush, but he always had to be able to come back to there. So he had his trophies, he had his things he was doing. So this is an escalation.
I mean, that's a good example of someone who seemingly got their thrill and then like, okay, I got away with this and somehow knew maybe I should stop because the odds aren't going to be in my favor all the time. But then eventually felt like I need this thrill again. The memories aren't as sharp as they used to be. And then went out there and did it again. I mean, who knows, had Koberger been able to get away with this, would he have struck again? Probably. You know, how long would it have gone on? And if he got away with it forever, would he just have that memory box, if you will, of that stuff, then stopping? I mean, look at the Golden State Killer. Those crimes took place a long time ago. And he just lived his life as a normal person for decades before getting caught. He kind of got his thrills and then lived his life.
I'll put in my thought experiment hat on. We are, again, if he's found guilty, we are so fortunate and lucky that mm-hmm. he was caught.
Yeah.
Because he, with the exception of touch DNA, he did a phenomenal job. And he would have learned a lot from it, and he would have gotten better at it. Yeah. And this would go, and because now he wasn't able to do things that typical serial killers do that we've seen, like staging mm-hmm. and things like that. So his trophy box was pretty empty after this one, except for one photo,
mm-hmm.
if that is what it is. And so in my mind, I'm thinking he was going to do this again pretty soon afterwards because he needed that rush again, and he had nothing to draw upon from this one because the bodies are gone. They weren't buried someplace he could visit them. See what I mean? I mean, all the other things that you typically see on those serial killers and why they do them were kind of absent for him on that one because he kind of screwed it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there are so many unsolved crimes out there, unsolved murders like this, worse than this, less than this, all of it, where people have died. And something brutal really went on. Somebody did something horrible, and that person has never been caught. Yeah. How often do you think it is in society where somebody pulls off one of these and they're done, and then they just live their life and never get caught? And that's why we have so many unsolved cases, because they never exhibit the behavior again.
I wish I had the number. I actually looked at these numbers about a year ago.
I don't know how you'd even define that.
It's actually, if you do the, you know, hey Siri, what are the number of unsolved serial murder cases? There's a lot.
Oh yeah.
There's a tremendous amount. And that's why these things are always, you know, people always, and you feel the tragedy here always is the victims' families that are left not knowing, because there's so many of them. And the only ones that get the deeper dive and a double look at things is there's some sort of personal connection to the investigation, the investigators and the families, or there's media attention, something like that, that takes place that gets that attention. Because I know this from my own experience in the FBI.
Yeah.
You have a stack this high that never goes away and only grows, and you can only cover this much every day of your life. And so you, as an investigator, you got to prioritize every day. And generally the things I got prioritized are the things I was getting yelled at for, the things I was personally feeling an emotional connection to. And I felt bad, tremendously bad, over the things I couldn't do. But I only have so much bandwidth, and they only hire so many people. And so that's why so many things get left behind sometimes. And it's sad and tragic.
Sure.
But that's the way the reality works of it.
Yeah. That's very true. It always makes you wonder. Like I always say, I always like the idea of at Christmas time, if everybody's together, go get the DNA kit from Ancestry or 23andMe or whatever, and give one to all of your loved ones. See who like rejects it. See who's kind of sitting in the corner like, I don't know about this.
Now, what they will do now, here's a glass half full.
Yeah.
You know, when you're sifting through that pile.
Yeah.
Stuff that you're going to do. You're trying to go with the ones that are going to have potentially the greater impact, that they're, you know, to avoid multiple killings. You're going to do ones that are going to be multiple sexual predators. You know, so you're going to go after the ones that have, if you take down this one, you take down hundreds, you know, of potential victims, and you save a lot of people. So that's how you basically prioritize. You're prioritizing over volume of people you can potentially save.
Who has the most tentacles, basically?
Yeah, because they go everywhere on some of these ones.
If true crime is your obsession, we've got you covered. Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today for nonstop coverage, expert insights, and in-depth analysis.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All on mine, shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelthy providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelthy can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelthy providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelthy can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All of mine shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All of mine shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, if you qualify, Zelthy providers can prescribe semaglutide, the same active ingredient, at up to 90% less without insurance. Done all online.
No wait at the doctor's office or pharmacy?
No wait. Zelthy can ship the same active ingredients as other expensive GLP-1s to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less. That's #250 keyword care.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Message and data rates may apply or consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.